Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to WCW Wednesday Night Podcast. It's your girl, Self-Made V. And tonight we are shining some spotlight on our special guest. Our special guest tonight is our co-host, Boss Lady J. How you doing, Boss Lady J?
Hi. Good.
So glad you could join us this evening.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, well, I'm going to have you for every other episode after this. You're just a co-host guest tonight. But every other night, you will be teaming up with me. We're going to be interviewing some women bosses. How's that sound?
Yes. Sounds exciting. Amazing.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, tonight we're going to introduce you to the podcast listeners. They may not know you. So is there anything that you kind of want to tell us about yourself and why you are Lady Boss J?
Well, I come from a background where I had no choice but to be strong. So that kind of made me the boss I am today. Mm-hmm. I am a proud mother of two who I am very happy to have in my life. My kids have made me strong and have made me the woman that I am today.
Yes.
So
totally agree with that.
So, yeah, I just have to say that everything that I've gone through in my life has made me into the woman, a strong woman, independent. One who focuses on myself, my kids, and my life, and my wants and my needs. So,
awesome, perfect. And speaking of kids, because this is going to be we're going to turn this into a special Mother's Day segment. And because there's a lot of mothers in this world that are actually going through parenting by themselves. They may have some help on the side, but parenting is a 24-hour job. Can you give us a little bit of information on how you do that?
Well, I am blessed to have my mom, of course. She said that, you know, there is people that help. My mom is my number one person in my life, so she helps me with my kids while I work a full-time job.
Special shout out to mom. Yeah, special shout out to mom.
Yes. Mothers are the bomb. Yes. So while I'm at work, you know, they're at school, she picks them up for me, and then, you know, my time comes to where I come from an 8-hour shift and my next shift starts after 5, and that's being a mom. I'm a mom 24 hours a day. I'm a nurse. I am a teacher to my kids. I am everything that you can think of every mom has to be, other than what their true profession is. And it's definitely a load of work every day, but it's something that we grow to learn and we grow to love. And our kids will definitely, you know, praise us for it when we get older and, you know, be happy that we were there for them. Vida. Hello. Hello.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second half, Lady Boss J. I'm sorry, Boss Lady J. Oh, you can say it either way.
The boss lady and boss.
So, Boss Lady J, we are finishing up your second half of our podcast for our WCW. And where we left off, we were talking about mothers and mothers being a full-time job. So, was there anything you wanted to add on to that?
As far as adding anything to, you know, what I had left off saying, pretty much that, you know, our kids look up to us as single parents, whether we have, you know, the dad in the life or not. The thing about us moms is that we are so strong that we know how to pick up the pieces and build a life for our family, whether it's just us and our kids or whether it's ourselves and our spouse. You know, it's something that is, I guess, it's part of our nature. And, you know, and it's hard at times. It's a struggle. You know, we do have our hard days where you're human, but we get past those days and we fight and we make it to the next day and we continue to do our best. Nobody's perfect being a single mom. Nobody is given a handbook, but you know what? We make it work and we make it look fabulous and our kids love us for it. And, you know, we're blessed. We're blessed to be mothers.
Absolutely. 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 Shout out to my mom. My mom will be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited for that. We'll be able to show her some Mother's Day love face to face. So that's always a blessing to still have your mom. There's a lot of people who are going through Mother's Day without their mom. Actually, one of my friends just recently passed away, and this will be her daughter's first year without her. So sometimes Mother's Day can be hard on people, but it's why it's always good to have women stick together.
Of course.
And women, and also cut up, because you know that's what we do. We cut up. So if they don't know anything about us, they will know very, very soon that when me and this boss gets together, there's bound to be some light drama, you know.
You know,
we can't help it. So I want to kind of get the guests in a kind of in tune with what we have coming up. So next week, I hope you are prepared for this, but we have an exclusive interview with Busy Bones Baby's mom. How familiar are you with Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Oh, I grew up on it. I know it very well.
What's one of your favorites?
As far as music wise, the songs.
Yeah, it's the first.
That was like a really big hit back in the day. Yes, I could say that's probably one of the songs that I enjoy and that I hear all the time, actually, on my Pandora. And as soon as it comes on, you know that stereo gets turned up.
It's just like a vibe you get. It's a vibe.
It's like, you know what? Back in time.
Right, because when they came on the scene, they came with a different flavor. Like they were like hard. So, and then they've been actually doing songs with some of the big hip hop artists like Biggie. They've done a song with Tupac. They just rock. Eazy-E, of course. Shout out to Eazy-E. He's like their rock. You know, he's the one that signed them. Exactly. So shout out Eazy-E for bringing us that flavor. I surely appreciate. And they're from Cleveland. I'm glad to represent my fellow Ohioan. Ohioan, but they would reply. That's one of our guests. And then the next guest we have is Superstar Courtney. She is a local Tampini. How do y'all, what y'all call it, local Tampans?
A tampon. Tampon.
Tampon. Well, she, what's the large cloud? We can't call them tampons on our podcast. But she's a Tampinian.
Tampinian. Campanian.
Campanian. She's from here. And she's been kind of like doing her thing. She's been grinding on putting out some really dope songs. She was on American Idol. So we got some good stuff coming up. And we also got one of your good friends, which is a DJ. You want to kind of tell us about her?
Well, I have known her.
Shanae, I don't want to mess that up. So let's move.
Neither do I. Her Facebook name, I know. Yeah, it's something like that, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's move.
Gang, but she is known as the Kitty Gang. And she is well known in Tampa for being a very, you know, well known DJ. I know that she has recently DJed at the Mary J. Blige concert.
Yeah, which, opened up for her. Opened up. That was dope. Yeah. We bring in some fire. Oh, and I don't even know if I told you this, Lady Boss. There is a local publisher, and she has a magazine called Bay Life Entertainment Magazine, and we're going to be bringing her on. She's agreed to come on and do an interview with us, and we can get some insight on how she does her interview with different here in Tampa. She's actually was with the Buccaneers football team the other day, and we're bringing some fire.
It's a lot to come, a lot of good things to come, a lot of topics.
They ain't ready for this French vanilla chocolate swirl they about to get.
Turn up.
Turn all the way up. So I'm very excited. We were supposed to have a guest on this evening, and she is a person that she's her background comes from an exodus journey to the tropics. She moved with a group called interview her. She does poetry. We were going to have her on tonight, but for some reason I could not get her on WhatsApp. I'm not really sure how to use that. I just downloaded it today, and unfortunately that didn't work. So hopefully we'll be able to get her back on here once we get all through all the technical difficulties. So, but other than that, it's me and you taking on Wednesday nights and interviewing some bosses. So I'm excited. All right. So this is your girl, Lady Boss J, with special co-host guest, Boss Lady J, and I'm Self-Made V. So it's Wednesday. It's wacky. We can do what we want. It's our podcast. All right. Y'all have a good evening.